Once again, Dominique is babysitting for her sister's children. No sooner does she arrive than again they start pestering her to continue her story of Louis Lafitte, the smallest pirate that New Orleans has ever known.
Now, as you may recall, little Louis Lafitte, the great-great-great-great-grandson of the famous Pirates Lafitte, became lost in the fog one night, wandered into a cemetery by mistake, where he discovered, nestled between the mausoleums, an old abandoned...
Streetcar.
And as he stood there, the door of the streetcar creaked and folded open, and little Louis Lafitte thought, no way, I'm not stepping into that, but then it started to rain, and lightning, and thunder. And little Louis Lafitte, he hops into the streetcar, but when he did, whoomp, the door closed, the streetcar groaned and moaned, and slowly became alive. They went rumbling out of the cemetery into the foggy night. And when the lightning flashed yet again, you looked down the length of the streetcar and it was filled with the skeletons. The skeletons wore bandanas and eye patches and their bony fingers clutching these big swords called cutlasses. Then they grinned and their jaws grinning clicked and clacked, and then they grinned even more. And then the light on the front of the streetcar glowed a sickly greenish-yellow light that sliced into the fog. Then he comes up to an intersection. Ah, he recognizes it. Well, at least little Louis Lafitte knew where they were. But at the next intersection, beneath a street lamp, a man and a woman were standing in the fog waiting. And he knew they had been waiting for a long time because they were looking very grumpy. Of course, they were tourists. So the streetcar slides to a stop. The door creaks open. The woman steps up, looks disapprovingly at little Louis sitting in the driver's seat, and so she curls her lips and says, "A child driving a streetcar?" Little Louis says, "Pardon?" And she says, "Are you a midget or a dwarf?" And little Louis replied, "Pardon? Entrez, asseyez-vous." She says. But as she bends towards him to pay, feeling her way a little bit because it is dark inside, she bends over and a bony thumb and finger creep out and pinch her. She cries. The lightning flashed, and all the pirate skulls grinned and let out a long, hearty ha. Oh, she screams, and she falls backwards a bit. She tumbles right out of the streetcar, and the man waiting there with her, he catches her. Bump, the doors close, the streetcar rumbles away, disappearing down the narrow streets and into the fog. Those tourists, they could still hear echoing back at them. That devilish. And that is the story of the littlest pirate Louis Lafitte, his first journey in the mysterious streetcar. Do you want to hear some more? Maybe tomorrow, huh? Well, you know, little Louis Lafitte, after that first night, there were other adventures with little Louis and the ghostly streetcar that haunted the fog-shrouded narrow streets of New Orleans. So, one night, as little Louis was walking home, again the fog so thick that again he missed his turn, and again he found himself in that same cemetery. Was he again thinking about pirates? Or was he perhaps thinking about skeletons? Oh, yes, and there stood the rusted, abandoned streetcar, looming out of the fog like some foreboding monster. And as he stood there thinking, oh, no, not again, the headlight blinked and seemed to beckon. Come aboard, little Louis.
started to creep away, but
then something happened. High above the headlight, at the top of the streetcar, something flickered and glowed. And there, in very large letters, was the name of the streetcar. Le Petit Lafitte. Well, how could little Louis refuse to board a streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte? So, he climbed aboard, and off they went on another adventure. Whee! Now, as you know, this wasn't your average streetcar. But no one knew where or when it would appear. The gendarmes would never find his tracks because little Louis left no tracks. The tracks would appear in front of the streetcar and then disappear behind it. Poof! Just like that. They soon discovered it was impossible to track him. When the fog came, drifting out of the river and creeping into the French Quarter, that was when the streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte would strike again. Out of the gray swirling fog, you may see an eerie greenish eye, a single headlamp as big as your head, peering this way and that. And it may even pull up alongside another streetcar. And there, glaring out of the grimy windows, you'll see the skulls of pirates. Wearing bandanas and eye patches, their jaws snapping and their teeth clacking as they... And sometimes, the pirates may get to howling so loudly, they'll begin to rock the streetcar from side to side as the tourists flee in all directions. Of course, not all will flee. Some will simply shriek and faint right on the spot. But others will wave and howl right back, thinking, oh, well, it must be something to do with Mardi Gras. But for those especially brave, or especially stupid, tourists, the pirates may smile with their skullish, lipless grins and point a bony finger upward. Above the ceiling, up above the roof, outside to the pole high above the streetcar. And there, cheerfully waving in the breeze, will be a black flag with a white skull and crossbones. The Jolly Roger! The story of a streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte.